Today on Bridges, you'll meet a young woman who lost just about everything but her faith. She continued to trust God and found God at work. Welcome to Bridges. I'm Monica Schmelter. I'm glad that you could join us today. Today we're going to talk about God at work, and my guest is Lindsay Sutton. And Lindsay, so good to have you back on Bridges again.
Thank you.
So when I said that you lost just about everything, you really went through a number of things. The severe tornadoes that were here in Nashville, you went through a divorce, kind of everything just pummeled, so to speak. And you find yourself in a place of a lot of nothingness. And what do you do?
Yeah, for me, it started out with just hearing the Lord's voice and direction. And so after the tornado, we were looking for a new home. So God directed us to a new home.
Because your home was destroyed.
Our home was taken by the tornado. And that was the whole house. The way that we got it was just the Lord speaking, and just me obeying His word and His guidance. And then real estate, that really took a turn. And
had you always been in real estate, or was that something that happened after the tornadoes and the divorce?
So I started real estate in 2016. I was in nursing before then, and then after I graduated high school, I started in real estate down in Florida, but I didn't pursue it. But what's funny with the story is I can remember just being a child, and like eighth grade, I would always draw and map out floor plans and
really
design my room. I would paint my walls. My parents would let me do all of that. And so looking back now, it's really amazing just to see how God was always kind of pursuing me down this in this industry path.
Yeah, because the Word says He sets eternity in our hearts. There are certain things that are in us that, you know, we just don't know. But clearly, drawing floor plans, wanting to decorate, was speaking, even though you didn't understand, of course, in the eighth grade, that real estate would be something that you'd do. So you kind of find yourself with all of these losses. And do you branch back out into real estate, or what happens?
So I was in real estate during the divorce and the tornado. I worked as a sole agent by myself. And then I felt, one night I was praying, just asking the Lord for direction after we had just moved into the new home. And I felt Him, and I heard Him just say, "You're going to own your own brokerage." And I just kind of laughed at that idea because...
Well, isn't that like a really, I've never done real estate, but isn't that like a really big deal?
It's a really big deal. I mean, you have to have a lot of resources and means to do that.
Money, right? It does it mean additional education and licensing?
Yes. Yes. So you have to do more education to get your broker's license. You are initially a real estate agent, so that's a completely different test that you have to take. So finding the time and just thinking about what He had laid on my heart, I was like, okay, well, if that's what you want me to do, then I guess I'm just going to take one step at a time and pursue that. I had no clue how I was going to make it happen because, again, it takes resources, money to make that happen.
And you didn't have resources.
Not at that time. We were just out of the tornado. I had just bought a new home, being a sole agent. I mean, I was providing for...
And you were single.
Yes.
Single mom. It was a divorce. So you're a real estate agent, so you're able to get another home, but you don't have resources to do the education, the licensing, and you've got two children to take care of by yourself.
Yes. So their dad is involved, but, you know, us.
They live with you.
Right. So I was on this journey of like, okay, Lord, I guess I'm going to sign up for the classes. And I just took that step, and I was like, if you want this to happen, you'll provide the resource. And so I went through the classes, had to take my test a couple times. It's pretty
hard
test.
And did he provide the resources?
Yes, he did. So to open up your own brokerage, it takes that was the biggest part. The test, not so much. I mean,
but it is a hard test.
It's a very hard test. And with working full time, trying to also study and then take the classes in the class, go take the test, and all while trying to manage the kids and school and baseball. It was a lot, but I was able to get it done. And so I got
my broker's license.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean to have a broker's license?
So that means you are basically able to have your own office space and your own company. Mm-hmm. And you have realtors that work under you that you're able to lead and teach them how to become a realtor. And so...
So it's quite a bit of responsibility. And, you know, the reason that I titled this God at Work is that I think so many times we think that the only work that God blesses is ministry work and that he's not so much a part of the other things like being a real estate broker or doing this or doing that. And really, that's not what I see in the Word. I see in the Word that all work that's honest mm-hmm. is honorable and mm-hmm. it glorifies God and it gives us ways and means to support our family. So in having this great deal of responsibility, because really to have your own office space, to have people that work for you, it sounds dreamy, but it's a lot of responsibility.
It is. And so it's funny because after I got my broker's license, I was like, okay, Lord, I have my broker's license, but how am I going to have an office space? How am I going to brand myself and take all the means, like it takes a lot of means to have a computer room and all mm-hmm. of the resources that I was going to need. And so at that time I took it upon myself and I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to step out. And at the time I was, the market was doing really good. So I was like, okay, I'll just try to get a line of equity on my house to be able to have the means to start it. And he shut that door really fast. He shut that really fast. And I was like, okay, well, I have the license, so I can't move forward. So you'll have to provide this. And I didn't know how he was going to do it. And a couple weeks later, after he shut that door, mm-hmm. I got a phone call from a past client and they gave me a big referral. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Lindsay, they're coming in from out of town, telling me what they were looking for. He's ready. And I just think you'd be great with him. We love working with you. And so I was like, okay, sure, I'll meet him. And had no expectation. Wasn't thinking about anything correlating with the brokerage, just being an independent agent. And I meet the guy, he becomes a great client and get him under contract on the biggest sell that I had ever done. Mm-hmm. And it was everything I needed to open up the brokerage. And I remember talking to my friend, sitting down with her, and she said, you know, God didn't want you to be in bondage with right. a line of credit. Mm-hmm. He wanted to give that to you freely. Mm-hmm. And I just remember talking and just in that moment, I was just overwhelmed because I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Because the things that you're talking about and the things that I hope, you know, that people really hear is that journey, even though that's what God wanted for you, it wasn't easy. You had to take the test a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And then you tried to kind of answer your own prayer by getting a line of equity, right? We all do that. Like yeah. I do ridiculous things trying to help God as if I can answer my own prayer. And he shuts that door. But you didn't let that stop you. You didn't let that make you not trust God or be mad at God.
Right.
And that's sometimes what we do. And like people want God to bless their careers and to lead and guide them. But what I hear from you is like endurance and diligence and perseverance this whole way.
Mm-hmm. Really trusting.
And clearly you had been diligent because that largest sale you had ever done at that time came from a prior client. Mm-hmm. So you had a good reputation. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about having, you know, your own brokerage firm. What are the things that you lead with in terms of Christian values and biblical values? How do you correlate that with work in the marketplace?
Yeah, so our biggest mission is we just want to have a true partnership that is based upon honesty, good communication. And so we are bold. Our statement is bold because we are a faith-led brokerage, mm-hmm. and you don't see that a lot.
No.
And I stand really firm on that. And I know that some people might see that don't necessarily understand, and that's okay because I know that God's called us to this. And mm-hmm. so everything that we do, when we first meet a client, we pray for everybody first mm-hmm. off, all of our leads. And we're like, Lord, if whoever you want to come through this door, we know that you're going to allow them to come through. And we just thank you for that opportunity to lead and be with them. And we've got to impact people's lives mm-hmm. by just showing love and compassion and really taking extra steps and being assertive in their situations. If it's hard situations, we want to help and we want to give back. And so we really make that the forefront of everything that we do, really just wanting to impact lives in the community.
So. And what does that look like? Like when you say, like, if a situation is hard, what are some of the things that you can do as a faith-led brokerage?
Like if something is hard, we just come together in hard situations. We trust that whatever happens, if something does fall through, mm-hmm. that it was for the better and there's mm-hmm. something there. So I guess we just always lead in compassion for everybody and every party involved.
Yeah, because I think that sometimes as Christians we think that, and God does answer prayer for sure, 100%. But there are sometimes, right, that we don't pass the test. Mm-hmm. There are sometimes that we try for a house that we think is for us and it doesn't work out. But if we can stay, you know, trust-filled, mm-hmm. God can work something else out in a different way. And that's kind of what I hear you saying with guests and clients that come through.
Yes. So it's just walking them through that experience. And it's a very emotional thing to buy a home, and you have to do a lot of steps. So it can be overwhelming, mm-hmm. and everyone handles it differently. And so I think just handling everyone with grace and understanding, putting yourself in their position, and trusting that process.
Yeah.
Really.
And it's a big process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you set people down and you have them sign lots of papers, and none of us on the other side really know what we're signing. Like,
right.
we're trusting.
Right.
Right. We're trusting the brokerage firm or the mortgage people when they say initial here and sign here. They could be telling me anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, who can read all those pieces of paper?
Right. Right. Yeah.
And would I understand them? No.
Right. Yeah. And so it's really going into the detail, too, and making sure they fully understand the process and just knowing that they have a helping hand next to them. Mm-hmm. It's not just about the transaction. It's way deeper than that. And that's what we were called to do. That's why we're here today.
Yeah.
So.
And so would you say that being, you know, a business owner and leading, that is your God calling for you?
Yes. Yes.
Clearly you've seen God at work. He's taken you from this place and just really grown you. And then he's given you a business partner, mm-hmm. and we'll get to meet her in just a little bit here. Yeah. We want you to stay with us today on Bridges as we talk about God at work. And my heart in all of this is just for us to all see that God works in the everyday details. He works with us in our jobs, our businesses. And when we lead with diligence, when we work hard and have integrity, he always brings blessing. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Finding hope in today's life is not always easy. Bridges with Monica Schmelter is making it simple. You can now listen to podcast episodes on popular platforms like iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Life Audio, and more by searching for Monica Schmelter to find God's hope for your journey.
Life can be hard and days can be long. So if you're looking for hope for the journey, MonicaSchmelter.com is a great place to get started. On MonicaSchmelter.com, you'll find Monica's teachings on demand. And if you're looking to really grow your faith, you'll find online extras are available with every teaching. So don't wait another day. Get started now at MonicaSchmelter.com and you will find hope for the journey.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today on Bridges, we are talking about God at work. And literally, we're talking about work, the marketplace. If God is in us, as the Holy Spirit is in us, anywhere that we go, He is there with us. And so we're talking about business practices and diligence, things that we can do that will bring God's direction and blessing in our lives. And Lindsay, it's good to have you back on this segment.
Thank you.
And you brought your business partner, Shamel Evans.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Really good to have you. So Shamel, tell me how you met Lindsay and how you developed this business partnership.
Well, Lindsay and I, we met at church through some women's group and just stayed connected through that. I also do web and graphic design. And so Lindsay came to me talking about just her taking bold steps of faith in her journey and then needing some help with like branding and marketing and how to do that. And so we just met one day on my couch. It was like two sisters that were just dreaming and believing together. And I told her when she left there, I was like, if this is what God desires for us to do, He would give us clarity. Mm-hmm. He would give us peace about it. And so He just started to download in me like vision around the brand and how to articulate that to the world. And we walked away saying, God, that we wanted to be grateful for this opportunity to just be a blessing to others. Yes, real estate is a vehicle, but it is us shining your light into the world.
Absolutely.
And so from that day forth of us saying yes and being obedient, He's just birthed Keys to Potential. Yeah.
You know, I've always thought if we could look at the marketplace, right, as that the person sitting next to you, right, in the cubicle or mm-hmm. on the line, the factory line next to you, could be the woman at the well.
Yes. Yeah.
And so God has us there working, and because we get an opportunity to get to know people and to shine the light, as you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do this show to help us really understand that God is at work.
He truly is.
And that when we'll do things His way, He will bring things into, as you said, clarity. So you were just sharing then with Shamel what you wanted to do, and you needed branding and you needed marketing, mm-hmm. and God brought you Shamel.
Yes. So when we first met, I knew she had done a little bit into that, and so we met, and then I had a dream about
her.
So
God gives you dreams.
God gives me dreams, right?
Yes.
Everything, I'm like, I had a dream. It was a really, mm-hmm. Special thing. And I reached out to her and I was like, you know, there's something here. Like God showed me that there's overflowing water and it's surrounding you and your family, specifically within the bones of her home. Like that's what I saw. And I shared that with her, and it started this beautiful thing to where I came to her for branding, but then we created this beautiful mm-hmm. sisterhood and have supported each other, and now walking into this other new venture together mm-hmm. and how God brought us together is just special.
So you were already doing the web and the graphic design, but now you're doing some other design.
Yes.
Talk about that.
So we get a blessing of, she's in the real estate side of things, and so we get to partner our fusion for both sides. And so now we get to support people in translating vision into reality, reworking house, remodeling, and taking their vision for their home. And it goes back to how God downloaded the name of the business, Keys to Potential. He's allowing us to unlock hearts and homes for His glory, but then also to see the vision of how do we make this space beautiful, but a space that is founded on God's love and grace. And if we could just take a little bit of that and put that into the atmosphere, then we get to plant the seed of faith. And so we get to show up every day designing and making these homes beautiful, but more than anything, having the foundation of God's light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really like, in so many ways, the design element and the brokerage firm, it's really like a way, it's an open door to meet people mm-hmm. and to help them achieve and have the things that they really want. You know, for most people, having your own home mm-hmm. is a wonderful yeah. thing, to have a space in which you feel comfortable that looks like you, right? Mm-hmm. Your taste. and you're able to help people with that. And that gives you kind of that open door, as you said, right?
Yes.
To plant the seed of faith. Sometimes people are not ready for all of it, like, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
but we get to plant as that door is open.
Yes. Yeah.
And I want us to talk, Lindsay, for just a moment about the dream thing. Mm-hmm. Because there are people who are going to be like, well, God has never given me a dream, and that's not going to happen. And I think, like for myself, God-given dreams, I would say I've only had 5. But mm-hmm. he speaks to some people frequently in dreams.
Right.
But the point is, he speaks to all of us in whatever way that he speaks,
yes.
right?
Yes. Yes. So for me, just specifically, it is a lot of dreaming. Mm-hmm. And, but this particular dream, I just wake up, I can remember every detail. And like, that's
wow.
how I know the difference mm-hmm. between something where the
between that and pepperoni pizza.
So yeah, dreaming. This specific dream was just very, all the symbols, everything are related back and correlated back to scripture, and, just everything it's blossomed into, almost just like saying, get ready.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I love about God, and of course I love mm-hmm. everything about God, is that he does speak to us all differently.
Yes.
Right? It may be that he gives you really vivid dreams, and he does that frequently. And for me, it might be just the still small voice. Mm-hmm. But every time we open the Word of God, mm-hmm. he speaks to
yes.
us.
Yeah.
Every single time. Mm-hmm. And it starts with that. And so, Shamel, you said you had that clarity to get started. And did you ever think, like when you were in web and graphic design, that would translate to staging homes and remodeling homes?
It didn't. And I'll be honest with you. I have my education in engineering. I have 2 engineering degrees. So when God started...
So you're one of those really smart people.
So when God started leading me down like web and graphic design, that is a whole nother story process how I got there. But it was just me being open to be used by God in whatever situation. And what God showed me the most was that I put the calling and the anointing in you. The vehicle in which I choose, that's up to me. Right. It's whether you surrender to it. So I never thought in my wildest dream, I was like, okay, I could do this web graphic design. This is my lane. But I've always done design, like home design for family and friends. And so Lindsay came to me for an opportunity and she was like, what do you think about this? And I was like, God is stirring something here. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's be in prayer about it. And we both came and was like, hey, we're going to be willing to be used by God. Mm-hmm. There's something he wants to do in and through us. And we were just excited. Like, we literally said yes to the project because we was like, we get to go in there and make their home about them, to bring light mm-hmm. into that space. And we were just excited. So I know for a fact God has been blessing us because of our obedience and just willing to trust him.
Right.
Even when it's something different mm-hmm. or outside of our tool house.
So. Yeah, because some things really sound crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would think, I mean, did any of your family say, well, you've got 2 engineering degrees. Why are you doing home design?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that would be like a normal question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, God wanted you to have that education and experience.
Yes. Because he told me, he was like, part of the experience was that I was giving you skill sets to prepare you for what's down the road.
Right.
He said, you thought you was engineering for computer right. and all of this, mm-hmm. but you are going to engineer people for me. And I was like, okay, God. So it's even in that, it was my thought process, the way I articulate. I like workflows and processes. So I get to see that in all these different areas of my life.
I can see how that would work in mm-hmm. space for homes. And mm-hmm. I asked you that question about the 2 engineering degrees because I remember when I was in high school, I felt that God told me to mm-hmm. study journalism and broadcasting. Mm-hmm. So I went that path. Now, I didn't know that it would ever be like in Christian media. That wasn't what I was mm-hmm. thinking. But mm-hmm. when I graduated from college, right, I was going to go get this job at a news station. Yeah. I was going to be an anchor. I was going to do all those things. So when I graduated from college, I prayed about it. And I'm like, okay, so, right, where do I start applying? And I felt God say no.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends thought that I was crazy. It's like, well, yes. why did you do all that school?
Right.
Why? And I said, I don't know. I said, I believe it was in obedience to God, and we'll just let him mm-hmm. do what he needs to do. And I only bring that up because sometimes when we're following and obeying God, it looks crazy to people.
It does. The unknown, the mm-hmm. crazy. Like when we first started, we were like, this doesn't this is out of our comfort zone, but that's where God does his best work.
Yeah.
When we would get out of our comfort level and trust. There are times still today I'm like, God, I didn't think my life would look like this. But every day is sweeter because it's really getting to be used by him and the people we get to meet and speak to. And so it's crazy. That's what faith is.
Yeah.
It is to have faith and believe beyond what we can see or imagine. But when we operate in that space, God gets to do so many big things in us.
Because I think about part of like what we're talking about is really freedom for people.
Yes.
Because people, we want to put ourselves in a box, right? Well, this is the kind of work that I've done, so it's the kind of work I'm always going to do. And that's great if that's God.
Mm-hmm.
But people can have second careers and third careers and try new opportunities if that's the way that God is leading.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be hard, right? Life is hard in a broken world anyway. But obeying God.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever imagine, Lindsay, because I think about what you told me, that there was a point in your life that, you know, you and your kids were living in a bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see this day?
I hoped for this day. Mm-hmm. I never stopped believing that the Lord one day would, you know, provide for us, but I started out with $12 in my bank account when I got into real estate. Mm. I had paid the last of my fees, and I remember when I started, I had to save up enough money. It was like $200 to just join the first brokerage, and my friend was like, I'm going to pay that for you. I don't know why. And I'm like, Lord, you've just been there every step of the way. And so, no, I never thought, I guess it would be, this would be out of my dream here, but just as the Lord kept calling and opening and me just being obedient in that too, because it does take steps of trust.
Yeah,
it does.
To walk into the unknown.
And it's scary. I don't want to give people the idea that, you know, you just bow your head and you say a prayer and say amen and voila.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could happen.
It could.
Mostly doesn't happen for me.
We were just talking about that. It's like it comes down to your true heart posture, because at the end of the day, if you're working really hard and it's not working out, but God sees that you're working hard, then that he will reward you for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even if it's that at some point he's going to move you someplace else, nothing is ever wasted with God, right? So even if it's a challenging job, even if it's a job that we don't like, if we are faithful and obedient, he's not a man that he would lie. Like, he's going to bless that.
Yes,
because that's who he is, and that's what he's about. Well, I want to thank you, Shamel, so much for coming and sharing your story. And, Lindsay, it was just wonderful to talk with you again and to hear your story.
You too. Thank you.
Stay tuned. Monica will be right back.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. If you hadn't done blah, 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 this wouldn't have happened. And let me say this to you. If you think that you are in a mess of your own making, you are still an overcomer. When that temptation comes, you want to make sure that you are dressed for battle. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith, and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today and find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Okay, so here is today's hope for the journey. All work that's honest is honorable. And when it's done with integrity, when it's done with diligence, it really is a form of worship. It's a chance to be out in the marketplace and shine the light of Christ, and it's also a way to support and to bless our families. So the division that we've had so many times between ministry and the marketplace and work, really, it's not biblical. God is at work in the marketplace. If the Holy Spirit is in us, then wherever we go, God is also there. It's so important to trust God with everything, even your career. And as you trust Him with all things, you will see God at work. I'll be with you next time for more Hope for the Journey.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.